Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a balmy 32 degrees in Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of February 6, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And you may remember me mentioning a few weeks ago in the podcast that January was really like a bonus month for 2021, and 2022 really starts in February. Well, here we are in February. So last week we had the lovely Lunar New Year and the new moon in Aquarius, which was really the perfect way to start this year. So now both Venus and Mercury are no longer retrograde. And as a matter of fact, all planets are going direct until the end of April. And this is the first time all the planets in our solar system have been direct in the sky for almost a year. What that means is that we are full speed ahead. Almost everyone I've talked to has had some sort of realization over the past couple of months and become clear about what they want. And now it's time to move forward with our new lives. Whenever we experience a planetary retrograde, we always deal with obstacles and delays and drama and stagnation. And you know, yeah, that changes depending on which planet is retrograde. But now, because all our planets will be direct for 3 months, this means there's nothing holding us back in any area. So those intentions you want to manifest, these are the optimum conditions to help them come to fruition. And with no retrogrades taking place, life will be moving fast. When planets are direct, they affect our lives in outward and tangible ways, as opposed to retrogrades, which often cause us to change internally. So with all the planets direct, it means the path is clear. So this is not the time to be rehashing the past or thinking about what didn't work out before. We just want to use the lessons we've learned and we want to look to the future. This is the time to be forging ahead into new territory and not looking back. So once all the planets go direct, that's when almost literally magic really does happen. Things are really going to be in hyperdrive in terms of forward momentum. And in addition to no planets in retrograde, the energy of this time is amplified because a number of planets are in their home signs, which is where they love to be and where they function the best. So we've got Jupiter in Pisces. We've got Saturn in Aquarius. We're going to have Mercury in Gemini. And for instance, Saturn in Aquarius helps us with implementing our plans. Jupiter, the planet of abundance and luck, and my favorite planet, as you know, it's in its own home sign of Pisces. And that makes it more powerful, making this the perfect time to focus on making money. So we're all going to feel this collective energy shift, and you probably have felt it already. We'll feel more, have more physical energy. We'll feel more motivated to go actually out and do things. And because we have less resistance right now, this is the perfect time to practice manifesting. Now, manifesting is just a fancy word for getting what you want. Manifestation is the power we all have to turn an idea into a reality. It's like having the thought, which is the idea, that you really want chicken nuggets. So you get in your car, you drive to a fast food place, you order at the drive-thru, and then a minute later, you're now eating chicken nuggets. So you can take any intention that you have to find love, to get a new job, to improve your self-confidence, to meet new friends, to get a new pet, and turn it into a reality. And often when thinking of intentions, we focus upon the result. But the key to manifesting is understanding that you must take action in order to achieve the result. So some intentions can be, you know, fulfilled rather quickly, like eating chicken nuggets. However, the bigger, less tangible intentions, like pursuing love or friendship, fame, confidence, those take more steps and more energy. And that's the only difference. So this is the perfect time to manifest what you want. This is the time to go for it. Don't hold back. It's easy. easier to get what you want right now. So first, decide what you want, which you've probably done over the past couple of months, and then commit to yourself and the universe that you are doing this. The key to success is keeping yourself in this committed energy. And I like to use affirmations as a way to keep me there. So any of the I am words are really highest vibrating, one of the highest vibrating ways to do this. So like, for instance, I am finding love. I am getting a new job. I am confident. So write down these I am affirmations. Put them, use them as a screensaver. Put them on your mirror in a sticky note. Repeat them to yourself over and over. This is a really powerful way to keep yourself in the energy. And then take some tangible steps. Get a plan, get a coach, team up with friends. Take action toward your goal every day. Now, some days it's going to be baby steps, but just keep moving forward. I guarantee you that you are going to be light years ahead of where you are now at the end of 3 months. So set your intention, commit to the intention by keeping yourself in that energy, take action, and keep moving forward. It's that easy. So in addition to your big goal, add in some smaller ones. Like, this is the perfect time to start meditating or to get in shape or to read more books or to learn to play the guitar. Let's take advantage of this energy to really up our lives. So I want to talk just a little bit about Valentine's Day, and we'll talk more about it next week. But I want to give you some time to prepare for Valentine's Day, because this year, February, and especially Valentine's Day and the 2 days after, are prime love time. Venus and passionate Mars are traveling together for the entire month of February, making this month fabulous for love. And you do not need a partner to be in this love vibe and take advantage of it. So make a Valentine's Day plan. Make it fabulous. Plan a great day. Schedule time with your loved ones or your friends or your pets or by yourself. I plan on having a fabulous day with my dog, Jasper. We're going to go on adventures that whole entire day. So decide how you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, and after the past couple of years, we can certainly use a fantastic Valentine's Day. And we actually get one this year. So yay. So to recap, it's full steam ahead. We have more energy. We feel motivated. We're getting shit done. We start to see the internal shifts that we've made materialize in the world. This is the time to go for it. Go for your dreams. Don't hold back. And then start thinking about how you're going to make Valentine's Day incredible this year. It is of the utmost importance to seize the day now until January 29th, because after that, the entire year will be filled with some sort of planetary retrograde, slowing down life and are your relationships and your plans. Okay, just a reminder that I'm having my $50 February sale. It's going on right now through Valentine's Day. So a 30-minute appointment's only $50, an hour's $100. So this is the perfect time to stock up on packages, because prices will not be this low again until September, when I have my half price sale. So treat yourself or someone special, maybe on Valentine's Day. Also this week, I'm doing a podcast with the lovely Erin Van De Kooi about the energetics of food. Totally fascinating topic about what we eat and how it affects our vibration and our health. And finally, my 28 Days of Making Money program playlist is now on my YouTube channel. Yes, I do have a YouTube channel, and I will put a link to it in the show notes. So you can go in there anytime and, you know, do the whole 28 days, or just choose a day if you need a little energetic money tune-up. So as always, thank you for listening. Hey, have a wonderful week. And I really appreciate you sharing this podcast with friends that you might think might find value in it. So talk to you again next week, because even next week, you're going to be further along in life and towards your goals than you are right now. So have a fabulous week, my friends.